Good morning, early birds. You've caught the worm. A podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio and our friends in the public media spectrum across the region bringing you the latest news. I'm Carl Lengel, your host. It is Tuesday, the 11th of August, 2026. The acrid wildfire smoke blanketing western Montana is making everyone feel lousy, and health officials say we should take steps to reduce our exposure. Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports.
Feeling especially tired, irritable, unfocused, physically ill, and even depressed these days? You're not the only one. Heavy wildfire smoke from Oregon and Washington is making air quality across the state unhealthy, which comes with health impacts. Missoula public health officials Monday said that when air quality is rated as unhealthy or worse, everyone should reduce or avoid long or intense outdoor activity. For those who don't have a choice and must be outside under these circumstances, a cloth mask or bandana won't cut it. They're unable to filter out the tiny particles that make us sick. Health officials recommend wearing N95 or KN95 masks. They're specifically designed to capture 95% of those tiny particles. Weather forecasters say there's a chance western Montana may get some temporary relief from the dense smoke by midweek. Reporting from Missoula, I'm Edward O'Brien.
The Custer-Gallatin National Forest has implemented Stage 1 fire restrictions effective immediately for an area of southeast Montana due to very high fire danger in the region. The restrictions are for all lands in the Sioux Ranger District for both Montana's Carter County in the southeast corner and Harding County in southwest South Dakota. Stage 1 fire restrictions prohibit building, maintaining, or using a fire outside of a metal Forest Service provided fire ring, and that includes charcoal and briquettes. It also prohibits smoking except within an enclosed vehicle or building, a developed recreation site, or while stopped in an area at least 3 feet in diameter that is cleared of all flammable materials. A citizen committee that weighs in on state wildlife and fisheries management meets in Helena next week. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission is a quasi-judicial board of 7 members who gather to vote on proposals put before them by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. They meet 6 times a year. FWP is proposing to cut wolf hunt quotas after updated estimates show a smaller population of wolves than previously believed. Under the proposed limit, the wolf quota would drop to 250 wolves. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission will also receive an update on drought conditions in the state. FWP balances outdoor access with emergency weather conditions, including flood and fire. This summer, drought has closed multiple fisheries where populations are under strain because of low water levels and hot temperatures. The commission meets Wednesday, August 19th at the Montana Heritage Center in Helena and virtually over Zoom. It's been more than a month since Montana rolled out new Medicaid work requirements, and budget experts say they don't know much about how it's going so far. Laura Hatch with Big Sky Connection has this story.
On July 1st, Montana started requiring Medicaid enrollees to work 80 hours a month, attend school or training, or qualify for an exemption. Heather O'Loughlin is with the Montana Budget and Policy Center, a nonpartisan nonprofit group focused on how policies can help low and moderate income earners in the state. She says Montana's health department hasn't released updated information.
The state has not yet reported publicly how many individuals have received notification, how many have been determined in compliance or exempt through ex parte data, or how many Montanans they believe to be out of compliance.
Ex parte data refers to information the health department already has from case files and other resources to determine eligibility. Medicaid's community engagement requirements, more commonly called work requirements, were part of the Republicans' H.R. 1 budget bill passed in July 2025. The health department says the changes will help enrollees rely less on the government and increase personal responsibility. Montana is the second state to start the requirements early. Nebraska began enforcing them on May 1st. I'm Laura Hatch, reporting.
Large wildfires that continue to burn in western Montana and across the Pacific Northwest continue to have an impact across the area. An air quality alert was issued Monday morning for portions of south central Montana. Wildfire smoke has resulted in reduced and, at times, unhealthy air quality far away from where the fires are burning. State and local health officials say everyone should limit their exposure to the conditions when air quality is unhealthy. Marr County is experiencing a unique counter-trend to Montana's other rural counties. According to new research, it's becoming known for grassroots entrepreneurship and growth. Montana Public Radio's Victoria Traxler reports on one example, the Central Montana Food Hub, which aims to improve the area's business infrastructure and local food access.
Just a few degrees left of Montana's center sits Marr County. Martinsdale-based farmer and mother Shauna Eagleton lives here, but spends a lot of time on the road.
We start and stop our day in Martinsdale. Our first day goes through Bozeman, Big Timber, and then back up. So we kind of do a big circle through here. And then our second day comes through Harloton and up to Lewistown.
She and her small team pick up local orders of produce, meat, and dairy and drop them off with customers far and wide who would otherwise lack access to local, high-quality foods.
You know, why don't the grocery stores have fresh food? Okay, well, they're the end of the line. They're really at the whim of what is available to them. And it's not their fault that it's not fresh.
It's about a 500-mile route Eagleton drives weekly for part of the year. While Marr County has the goods, it lacks distribution systems and other services that help businesses function.
To be a profitable farm, you really do have to grow enough and sell enough. And to make that work, you need a distribution network, and we don't have one.
In response, Eagleton scaled up to running Delphine Farms and the Central Montana Food Hub. The hub functions as an aggregator and online marketplace for local food products. It also offers distribution services to other farms and ranches and customers in the area. And they're growing. The hub will soon have a high-tech food storage facility located in Harloton. A study from the University of Montana's Real CoLab identified strong themes in Marr County that make growth like this possible. Local entrepreneurship thrives, but so does education, volunteerism, and community engagement. The study also highlights 77% of local businesses are owned by women, like Shauna Eagleton. Reporting from White Sulphur Springs, I'm Victoria Traxler.
Zoo Montana has two new residents, and YPR's Kay Erickson shares the birth announcement.
The zoo in Billings announced Monday on Facebook that red pandas Pavitra and Pabu welcomed two new cubs on July 11th. This is the second consecutive year the red panda pair have produced offspring. Red pandas are endangered. The Association of Zoos and Aquariums reports the red panda population in the wild has declined by 50% in the last two decades. Zoo Montana is part of a breeding recommendation through AZA's Species Survival Plan, so these two cubs are a significant step toward preserving the species. At 1 month old, the cubs' eyes have begun to open. They'll remain in their den until their motor skills are thoroughly developed and Pavitra feels comfortable allowing them to explore. Red pandas are born with pale gray and white coats and slowly transform into their distinctive red and black fur. In Billings, I'm Kay Erickson.
That's The Worm for this Tuesday. Catch up with us tomorrow. There'll be another episode for you early birds then.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal art call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.